There's a new kind of playbook for some of the athletic coaches in the Syracuse City School District. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the district, along with Vera House, is piloting a program to encourage male athletes to have healthy relationships, especially with the women in their lives.
Coaches for Nottingham High's football team, freshman basketball team, and the district's modified soccer team will be dealing with more than X's and O's when the season starts. They'll also carry a playbook and flip cards that have topics that include disrespecting behavior towards girls and understanding consent. They'll be expected to have one 15-minute discussion a week on these topics as part of the Coaching Boys into Men program being piloted in these three teams. Basketball coach Mark LeClaire expects it'll be easy to fit in these discussions.
It's very easy to throw it in during a water break, to throw it in at the end when we're getting ready for the closure of practice, or during the middle of a game when you're coming up against some struggles. There's stuff in the book that you can actually use, so it's very helpful, so I don't have to just try to think of something on my own, which is usually not too difficult, but it just makes it smoother, and it gives you a lot of different bases to touch.
It's important that these young men get some kind of guidance about issues involving attitudes towards women at a time when they're steeped in an athletic culture that often features stories of athletes who are involved in violent encounters with women. Modified soccer coach Joe Horan.
These kids watch SportsCenter all the time. They do see these things. I don't know how much sense they make out of it, but that's the whole point of the conversation. Is to give them a different point of view, a different way of looking at things, to challenge that maybe their way of thinking isn't the only way of thinking.
Vera House Men's Outreach Program Coordinator George Kilpatrick expects one of the most important topics to be discussed will be about consent.
You look at some of the questions we ask, you know, what does it mean? What are ways pressure and threats are used? How do we determine consent? What can you do if you notice someone in a dangerous or non-consensual situation? It really is trying to create what we call empowered bystanders. You see something happening, but instead of walking away, you take action.
Athletic Director Chris Hodge ultimately wants this program in all athletic programs in the Syracuse City School District. He says this doesn't mean there is a rampant violence among athletes problem in the district.
This isn't a situation where we're having a serious problem. We're trying to build our people up so they become leaders and understand they can help other people.
And athletes like football captain Justin Bell says it's important because students will look up to athletes and follow their example. And after the program, it will be
basically how to become better men and be more respectful in life.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.